Thanksgiving, giving God thanks, is a wonderful thing to do by itself, but it's even better when coupled with other things. Tony Broom Ministries now presents the following Bible sermon entitled Thanksgiving Coupler. God is good when you think of Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Thanksgiving and this title. Y'all know me with these titles, don't you? Come up with some titles. I can't say I blame all on the Lord. All right, he's responsible for them, but I'll take the responsibility for these kooky titles. Thanksgiving coupler. That means you couple it with something else. Thanksgiving is not a parasite. It can stand on its own, and you can just thank God and praise Him whether you do anything else or not. Thanksgiving. Stand alone. But it works better when it's coupled together with something else, like sacrifice. Sacrifice of thanksgiving. Leviticus 22:29. And when you will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it at your own will. There was actually a sacrifice, an offering that was a sacrifice of thanksgiving. It may be a meal offering, it may be an animal, but you brought it to say, I just want to thank God for His blessings.
Amen.
I just want to thank Him for what He's done.
Yep.
So you would present this offering to God, would be an offering of thanksgiving. And when you do it, you would be offering it at your own will. It is to be done by yielding your will to God. So it's not something that just a commandment. There were commanded offerings to be made. You will offer the offering for sin. You will offer the lamb in the morning and the evening. That was a command. But the sacrifice of thanksgiving was not a command. It was something that would be done in your own will. I want to do this. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. But we ought to do things because we love Him, not because we have to, not because we're commanded to. We want to do it. We want to serve God. We want to praise God. We want to give glory to God. You talk about giving, and giving will come a little bit later, but giving, it's a joy to give to God. It's a joy to sacrifice to God. And we think about a sacrifice, and we call it a sacrifice. It's nothing compared to what He sacrificed for us.
Amen.
When you give a sacrifice of thanksgiving, it cannot be done by demand of compulsion or legislation. You cannot legislate it.
Right.
It has to be from the heart.
Amen.
If it's legislation or legalism, then it's a law, and it's not love. But if it's from the heart, it's love. When you give the sacrifice of thanksgiving to God, it's a love offering. That's what a love offering really is, something that you love to give to God. Even though it cannot be legislated, Nehemiah tells us that he actually had a ministry of Levites and others who had a ministry of thanksgiving. There's scriptures, see Nehemiah 11, 17, chapter 12, verse 8, and verse 27. Talks about these Levites and these sons, descendants of Asaph and Jeduthun. They have these funny names in the Old Testament, don't they? Jeduthun. Well, they say Sam and George, you know? Yeah, I don't know. They came along. Their mama hadn't got straightened out yet or something. I don't know. Anyway, but these musicians and people in ministry, they had cymbals and harps, and they had a ministry of thanksgiving.
Amen.
Wouldn't it be good to have a ministry of thanksgiving? We always have church say, we're going to start this ministry, we're going to start that ministry, we're going to do this ministry and do that, and ministry on top of ministry. What about a ministry of thanksgiving?
Amen.
Oh, I'd like to be on that ministry. You better not tell Pastor Frank. I think it'd be good, y'all laughing, you know what I'm going to say. I think it'd be good to do so-and-so. He said, yeah, well, you do it. You start it. You better not tell him it'd be good to do something, because he'll put your hind parts in charge of it, if you do.
You came up with that.
He does. Psalm 107, verse 22. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing. I just want to tell you what the Lord has done. If we would spend our time sacrificing thanksgiving to God, telling of His wondrous works and the things that He's done with rejoicing, that would crowd out all this other negative stuff that we talk about so much.
Amen. Amen.
Sacrifice of thanksgiving unto God. Singing and music with thanksgiving. That's a good thing to come for with thanksgiving, singing and music. Nehemiah 12:46. For in the days of David and Asaph of old, there were chief of the singers and songs of praise and thanksgiving unto God. They had songs that were made up to thank and praise God.
Amen.
Songs that were written.
Yep.
And there's so much now, music, some of it's good, but some of it talks about swiping the bugs off the windshield and anything else besides singing and praising and thanking God. I mean, my goodness. Then we write a song to give praise unto God. David said, here's a good one. Sing unto the Lord, for His mercy endures forever. I will praise and give thanks to God. If you sing and you praise Him, your song in your heart starts rising up and you begin to praise the Lord. There's songs of thanksgiving and praise unto God. Psalm 69:30, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. When you start singing and praising God, it makes Him look bigger to the world than He really is. You magnify Him with thanksgiving. The more you thank Him, the more you praise Him, the bigger He looks to those around you. And He'll get so big, He'll just scrooch out and crowd out all these other little old things that try to come. And you're praising and thanking God. You know, when you get a little age on you, you get that magnifying glass and you try to see what the thing says that come in the mail. And you can make it bigger. You don't really make it bigger, but it looks bigger. And that's the way it is with God. You can't make God any bigger. He's so big, you don't even know how big He is. Can't make Him no bigger. But when you magnify Him with thanksgiving, it makes Him look bigger.
Amen.
God doesn't look too big in this world today. I can tell you that right now.
Amen.
They have absolutely no idea. He is just a little speck on the globe as far as they're concerned. But He's the one who made the globe. He's the one who made the sky. He's the one who made the sea. He is God Almighty all by Himself. We can sing and praise Him and magnify Him with thanksgiving. Psalm 147:7. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God. Just makes you want to get the old harp, get the drum, get the organ, get the piano, get the guitar, whatever you can get, and just sing and praise God.
Amen.
The old song said, Mama don't want no guitar playing around here. We don't care what your mama allowed. We're going to play the guitar anyhow. We're just going to sing and praise God and worship the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Evangelism and thanksgiving. We think about it going together. Psalm 26:7, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. When you start bragging on God,
Amen. And
we brag on Jesus,
Amen.
I will publish with the voice of thanksgiving. There's so much that is garbage that's spewed out and fake news and propaganda that's published all the time. Everybody writes a new book. You got to get them on TV and talk about the new book they've written. I asked my wife, I said, what in the world are they talking about? And then a few minutes they'll say, he or she wrote a book. And I said, oh, go figure. That tells me what they're talking about. They wrote a book, so they got to get them on here and pay somebody a bunch of money to talk to them about the book they wrote. And churches is getting about as bad. Every new book, every new fad, every new thing that comes out, we got to jump on the wagon. We need to get back to the old time religion. Get back to the Bible, the Word of God, and publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all His wondrous works.
Amen.
Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Praising and thanking God, publishing with the voice of thanksgiving. Obedience and thanksgiving. Psalm 50:14. Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. God has not told us under the new covenant to make vows to Him. By the way, if preachers try to get you to make a vow, you better be careful, because God has not told us under the new covenant to make vows to Him. Rather, He's given promises to us.
Amen.
God's given us a bunch of promises. He didn't tell us to make a bunch of vows to Him. But what the scripture is talking about here, when it says the vows, it's just a commitment to God. Mm-hmm. Some people need to remember their commitment to God. I think they have forgotten. They said it in front of the church, they said it in front of the preacher, and they've said it in front of the Lord. They promised to serve God, they promised to be faithful to the church, they promised to lift up the name of Jesus, they promised to uphold the true doctrine instead of bashing it and going against it. That's the vows that we're talking about. Offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows. That is, put your money where your mouth is, or at least put your heart where your mouth is. Amen. Put your mouth where your commitment is in your mouth. You said you'd do it. Paul told Timothy, you have made this provision in this profession before many witnesses. Now you got to back it up. It's time for you to start being faithful to God. He is faithful to God, of course. But he said, I want you to stir up the gift of God that's in you. You made this profession before many witnesses, and now it's time for you to tighten up. It's time for you to stir up the gift of God. It's time when things look like they do now all around us. The test is to see who's going to really stand or who's just a fair-weather Christian. The Bible tells us that when the storms come, and the rain descends and the floods come, he who builds his house on the sand will suffer loss. The house will fall. But he who has his house built on the rock, those who have stood the test of time, those who have a house built on the rock, that is, they have a true relationship with God, and not following some preacher, some singer. It doesn't matter who the pastor is, whether they're going to get to heaven or not, because they're not following the pastor in that way. They're following Jesus. Amen. No matter who the pastor is, they're going to heaven because Jesus is their Lord, not a preacher.
Amen.
And they're offering to God with a voice of thanksgiving and paying the vows, that is, keeping your commitment that you said you would do with the Lord. Psalm 116, verse 7, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. When you're thanking and praising God, you have a right to call upon him. You have a right to bless his name. Just makes you want to do the Holy Ghost shuffle boogaloo. I mean, you want to call on God and praise his name and worship him. You have a right to worship and praise God.
Amen.
Jonah, you know, Jonah was in that fish's belly and he cried out to God, chapter 2, verse 9. He said, I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. What was his commitment? He said, Lord, if you get me out of here, if you ever get me out of here, I will go preach to Nineveh. I'll preach in my language, I'll preach in tongues, I'll preach in whatever, he didn't say that, but I'll preach in whatever I need to preach. I will preach in Nineveh. I'm not going to even go take a shower. I'm not going to get dressed and get prettied up. I'm going to go just like I am. And when he got into Nineveh looking like he was, see weeds all around him, he said, repent. And you know, they were ready to repent. They were ready to get right with God. Salvation is of the Lord, he said. About that time, God spoke to the fish in Europe. He called Europe and spit old Jonah out on dry land. Yep, came Jonah. Fish had a good word. He said, you can't keep a good man down. Approaching God with thanksgiving. We can tell God exactly how we feel. And if you're a lady or a man, either one, if you're having a bad hair day, you're having a bad day, you've got a right to tell God just how you feel. But when we come before the Lord, we shouldn't come sad and mad and cross with somebody. We are to approach God with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Psalm 95, verse 2, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. God is like we are. He don't want to hear a bunch of complaining and grumbling and growling all the time. He wants to hear some praise. He wants to hear some thankfulness. He wants to hear some thanksgiving.
Amen.
To come before his presence with thanksgiving and come before him with psalms.
Amen.
Sing unto the Lord. Psalm 100, verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise.
Amen.
Be thankful unto him and bless his name. When you come into the church house, some people come into the church complaining. If they come into the church complaining, I'd hate to see what they've done at home. They'd be turning chairs and tables over, I reckon. When you come into church complaining, too hot, too cold, got to take temperature, got to do this, got to stand in line, got to always complain. We are to come into His presence, to come into His courts. The courts is the, even before you get into the church house, the courtyard, if you will, the lobby, we call it, out there in the parking lot, wherever, the courts of the Lord, to come into His courts with praise, be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Amen. And approach God with joy. My wife, Sister Peggy, most of you know that in 2008, 2009, she had a lot of hospitalization, almost died. And I would pray about it, of course. And the Lord told me one night, He said, I realize that you've got burdens, but don't come before me sad. Come before me with joy in your heart. And that helped me because, yeah, I still had burdens. She still had sickness. But my approach to God was different. I would approach God differently. I'd say, Lord, yeah, I know this is going on, but I praise and thank you. I bless your holy name. Amen. You're worthy to be praised. And my whole outlook changed. Amen. And that whole situation changed. Amen. And she's here today because of it. Praise God. Lord. It's because of our attitude. We need a gratitude attitude. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. Amen. Comfort and thanksgiving. Isaiah 51 verse 3. The Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and He will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. God said, I'm going to comfort my people, and I have a plan for Israel. Thank God for a president who has stood for Israel.
Amen.
And if you have one who won't stand for Israel, you're going to be in a whole heap of trouble.
Amen.
If the United States of America turns against God's people, she's going to be in a whole heap of trouble.
Amen.
Yes, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Golan Heights do belong to Israel. The land of Israel does belong to Israel. They will be there. They will occupy that land. God gave that land to Abraham and his descendants, and it is their land forever. Nobody can do anything about it.
Amen.
We can either agree with God's word, or we can be cursed, because He said, I will bless them who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you.
Amen.
I don't care what the administration is. I don't care who's in office. You got to be for God's people. If you're not for God's people, you're not for God.
Amen. Amen.
Like the Jews, they said, we love God. And they said, oh, we hate Jesus. No way, Jose. You cannot do it. You cannot not love Jesus and claim to love God.
That's right.
Amen. It's a paradox.
Yep.
You know what a paradox is? Two doctors walking down the corridor at the hospital. That's a paradox. I will comfort Zion. I will comfort her. I have a plan for my people, Israel. I know it looks bad now. I know it's desert over there now. And God is not even dealing with Israel as a nation. He will deal with them as a nation again one day, but He's not dealing with them. He deals with them individually, like you and I,
Amen.
To be saved. But He is not dealing with them as a nation. But even though He's not dealing with them as a nation, I was thinking about it this morning, God can turn His back on people. And even His back parts have blessings. He cannot help but blessing people.
Amen.
God is a blessing God. You look at Israel over there today, and like I say, God is not dealing with them as a nation. But you look at them over there, Gaza, all the desert is all around Israel. But here is Israel in the midst of the desert, and they ain't even got to Isaiah 35 in the kingdom yet, but even now, it's blossoming like a rose. Even now, there are orange trees, there are lemon trees, there are mineral resources right there in Israel. And that land is flourishing with desert all around it.
Yeah.
And God said, if you think that's something, you just wait till I bless them as a nation.
Yeah.
I will make them like Eden. I will make them like the garden of God. I will comfort them. Joy, thanksgiving, gladness shall be found there. Thanksgiving, the voice of melody. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 19. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. God says, I'm going to build them up.
Amen.
Grace and thanksgiving go together. 2 Corinthians 4:15. For all things are for your sakes. Now that right there, if you could get that little top part of that verse. All things are for your sakes.
Amen.
I know that there's nothing special about us in one way, and in one way there is something special about us. Everything Jesus did was for you.
Mm-hmm.
Everything he did was for us. He had no need to come and do it for himself. He didn't have to live perfectly for himself. He was always perfect.
Amen.
He didn't have to defeat the devil for himself. He's always defeated.
Amen.
The moment that Lucifer said, I will be like the Most High, boom, out of heaven he came. He fell. Jesus said, I saw Satan fell like a bolt of lightning out of heaven. Luke 10:18. I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. He was defeated at that moment.
Amen.
We don't have to defeat the devil. We have to win the battle over the devil. We don't have to defeat him. Jesus already did it for us.
Amen.
He didn't have to die on the cross for his sins for himself. He did all that for us.
Amen.
All things are for your sakes.
Yep.
That the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God. When you start praising God for the grace of God and you thank God, thanksgiving makes grace look greater and greater and bigger and bigger.
Amen.
Brother Denny Ray said it's gooder and gooder. That's the way grace is. Grace is a wonderful thing. But when you couple it with thanksgiving, grace just is much more abundant. Grace did abound. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And thank God for the grace of God. It redounded and rebounded. That's just like a slinky toy. You just play with that slinky back from one side to the other. It just bounces around. You know, that's the way grace is. You just grace and thanksgiving. It just redounds to the glory of God. Brings glory to God when you praise and thank Him. Giving and thanksgiving goes together. When you don't thank God for what you give, and your knuckles turn white and you don't want to turn it loose, you're not a cheerful giver.
Right.
You're a mad and a sad giver.
Right.
God wants us to be a glad giver.
Right.
2 Corinthians 9, verse 11 and 12, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. They saw the people giving to God, and they heard about the gifts that were coming. They thanked and praised God. For the administration of this service not only supplied the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. It causes people to thank and praise God. When we see God's people be faithful, it's not making the preacher rich. It's not saying, oh boy, I want him to give so-and-so, and he did. That's not it. When people are faithful to God, it causes us to thank and praise God because God is able to bless. Prayer and thanksgiving go together. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing. That means don't worry about anything. Oh boy, we need that message now.
Amen.
Some people worry because they're just worried. They worry because they don't think they're going to be here tomorrow. They worry because somebody might do this and might do that, and they might say this and might be like that. Sound like a mite of worries. We got mites. We got to have a mite treatment in our house because we got to worry. Be careful for nothing. Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
Amen.
We have no problem telling God what we want because we thank Him for what He's already done.
Amen.
Faith and thanksgiving. We have a lot of preaching about faith, but faith and thanksgiving go together. Colossians 2:7, rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving.
Amen.
When you thank God and bless Him, it makes your faith grow stronger. We need stronger faith. We don't need more faith. We need stronger faith.
Yeah.
Jesus said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you could speak to a mountain and move a mountain. We don't need more faith. We need stronger faith.
Yeah.
Our faith needs to be stronger, and it can be. It was coupled together with thanksgiving. We're rooted and built up and established in the faith. Don't get lax. Don't get backslidden on God. Don't get discouraged. Well, I get discouraged now. We're closer to home now than we've ever been.
Amen.
Jesus is coming. He's going to get us and take us out of here. I tell you, we won't even need wings to fly.
Amen.
Song said, I'll fly away, oh glory. I know where are you going to fly away? You ain't got no wings. You don't need them. I'm going to take a trip in the good old gospel ship.
Yes.
So you can say, how in the world are you going to take a trip in a ship? There ain't no water. All you got to do is, it said, I'm going to sail into the sky.
Amen.
Well, when you got the Holy Ghost, you can understand all this lingo we're talking about.
Amen.
If you don't have Jesus, you're not born again. You don't know what in the world you're talking about. What in the world are you going to take a trip in a good old gospel ship? You can't even manage a fishing boat, much less taking a trip in a gospel ship. I'm going to shout and sing until the heavens ring while I'm bidding this world goodbye.
Amen.
Praise God, He's coming. That trumpet will sound. You don't have to worry about me because I'll be gone.
Amen.
In a moment, a twinkling of an eye.
Amen.
Thanking Him and praising Him forevermore. While the ages roll, there's that other song that Brother Bob sings. While the ages roll, I'll keep on praising Him.
Amen.
My voice will never tire or grow old.
Amen.
My song will ever be praise the Lamb who died for me, and I'll sing it while the ages roll. Couple Thanksgiving. Get you a Thanksgiving coupler today and couple it with things in your life. It'll make you so much better. You'll have a better day. You'll have a better Thanksgiving. You'll have a better life when you couple Thanksgiving together with these wonderful things. Give a sacrifice of Thanksgiving and praise to God today. Heavenly Father, thank You for the opportunity to be in church today.
Amen.
Thank You, Lord, that we can sing and praise and thank our God for all You've done. We have so much to thank You for.
Amen.
We do give praise and glory to You, Lord. We thank You. I pray that many in our nation today would see what it really is all about.
Amen.
Not turkey and dressing and stuffing and potatoes. That's the good part we eat, but that's not Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, it comes from the heart. It comes from the mind and gratitude, our soul and spirit is worshiping God. And we thank You, Lord, for what You've done, and we thank You for what You're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to this sermon entitled Thanksgiving Coupler. Make sure that Jesus Christ is your Savior, and you know Him as your Lord today. Thank Him and praise Him all day long. This has been a production of Tony Broom Ministries.